Amen, amen. I tell you what, I don't know. I didn't know if this was, we were celebrating Christmas or Easter. I walked out this morning and it felt like kind of March or first April. But I think that's going to change by tonight, right? That's all right. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. This is the day the Lord has made. Are you ready to rejoice and be glad in it and worship Him today? I would like for you to stand this morning and reading of the scripture. I'm going to be reading from Luke 2. And I, of course, we call it part of the Christmas story. And I'm going to be reading it out of the Message Bible. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen. I'd like to say, too, I want to thank the parents who helped us last night in our far-out youth party. We had a wonderful time. I think they all had a wonderful time. Do I hear an amen somewhere from the youth? Well, I know we had a good time, didn't we? It was fun, yeah. Anyway, Luke 2. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went forth with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hotel. And there were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. And this is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." And once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the highest. Peace to all men and women on earth who please Him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." And they left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child, and all who heard the shepherds were impressed. And Mary kept all these things herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. Now this is my, I read all that. This is my key verse. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. And it turned out exactly the way they had been told. I read that, and the shepherds returned and let loose. What did they let loose? Don't you think they were a little bit excited? And it says they let loose. I think they went running and jumping and grabbing a hold of people, knocking on doors all around the area, saying, "Guess what we have seen tonight? Have you seen something? Have you sensed something different tonight? Did you look outside the heavens? Did you see something different in the skies tonight? Guess what we saw?" And the scripture says here, and they returned and they let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. And I thought, you know, we get so familiar with Christmas. Our little devotion last night was, "And forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who Christmas against us." It's about getting so busy, getting ready, that you don't worship and you don't praise Jesus Christ. And they let loose. I want to encourage you this morning. let loose a little bit in praise and in worship as we join in, as we begin to praise Him this morning.
World, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. The world, the Savior reigns. Let all their song employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love.
Scripture verse there where it says, and the shepherds went out and they let loose. I tell you, we're going to let loose this morning. I tell you, you know, the world has tried to steal Christmas, and we're not going to let it. And I heard something, and I reckon if on Brother Hagee's TV broadcast this morning, if they could sing Blue Christmas, we can sing this next one, because there anybody else that I rock for other than Jesus Christ. And if I'm out singing Jingle Bell Rock, I'm singing about him. How about that? You all right, church? Yeah, all right.
Jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing on bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in jingle bell square, in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. To go riding in a one-horse sleigh. A giddy-up jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle and a jingling tree. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing a bushel of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bell chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in jingle bell square, in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time. Ooh. To go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle and a jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
You gonna rock for this Christmas? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know that message. As we continue our worship and our praise this morning, glory to God. Angels we have heard on high. Glorious, glorious. Amen. Amen.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain.
Come on now. praise, church, this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. Praise. Somebody, I tell you, somebody's got to praise this morning. You got to praise. Come on. God's doing something in somebody's life. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. Somebody else. Amen. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm trying to find my words.
I also want to thank God because we had a great time yesterday. It was a good fellowship. And it's just a blessing to be a child all this time. And then finally, I get to be like Miss Sherry, who used to carry us all around. I had 7 kids in my car. So I'm going in your footsteps. And it was good.
Yeah. I pray for you.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
I have a praise. I'm just thankful that my dad is here this morning, that he's healthy and happy. Last Christmas, we were just making it through, and this Christmas, we're able to enjoy it, and I'm just grateful that he's here.
All right. Hallelujah. It's going to be a wonderful celebration, isn't it? Praise God. All right. Come on.
Good news of great joy for every woman, every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. Company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among on whom his favor rests.
Come on, church.
Come and worship. Do not be afraid.
Let's go.
My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great. Child is born, unto us the Son is given. Let every heart prepare its throne, let every nation under him.
Come on now.
Come and worship, do not be afraid. Everlasting Father.
magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for us. He has done great things for us. He has done great things for us. He has done great things for us.
Magnifies the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, right now, the Spirit of the Lord just touched me, and he says, right now, you've got a prayer request. And I know this is an unusual thing, but the Lord says, if you believe I've done great things, then I've provided this for you. I want you to raise your hand. Linda's daughter, we want to lift her up in prayer. I know that in the name of Jesus. Just all over the house, come on, you got a prayer request. You don't have to call them out. You call them out to God. I don't need to know them. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you right now as the call goes up toward you. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for the people that are looking for jobs or finding those jobs this year. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, those that had this bill they've been worried about. Father God, they're not going to worry about it no more because of your provision in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for that healing. Glory to God. Lord God, I thank you for that healing. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's there. It's ours because he has done great things for us. He has done great things for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We'll give him all the glory. We'll give
Oh, come, all ye faithful.
Come on, church.
Joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Oh, Lord God, we worship you today. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, this marvelous day that we have. Oh, Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Church, you may be seated.
Morning. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm going to sing a New Kid in Town. Looking for the King, the new Messiah. We're following the star, shining brighter. If you can. He shook his head, but he pointed his hand. There's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem. I see you traveled far, bearing treasures. You say these gifts are for the new King's pleasure. I've heard that a king might come, but up to now there hasn't been one. There's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem.
Praise the Lord. I know you all have your bulletins that I think we have two classes that are going to do some things for us this morning. And Bobby Johnson's brother fell about last Thursday or Friday. I can't remember when. And he hit his head, caused a lot of damage. And Vivian called this week and wanted to know if the Children's Church is going to do their part of the Christmas program sometime in January, because Bobby wanted to go up and see his brother. The doctors have not given him a very good report. They're believing, they're praying, but it's the only time he could go see his brother. And just keep him in your prayers this morning. We believe that by the stripes of Jesus, he's healed. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to turn this over to Miss Libby, and I'd like for her to get her class up here. We'll use a couple of different mics if you want to, okay?
Okay, now, do you all remember what we're doing? Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. We haven't had a lot of time to practice, so. Okay, what is Christmas? Very good.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Happy birthday.
All right. Amen. Anybody got anything they want to say?
You want to tell everybody
Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
You want to tell them your name?
Kaylee. You want to say Merry Christmas? Okay. You want to say Merry Christmas? Tell them your name? You want to tell them your name? Okay. Come on. I know you will. Tell them your name.
Merry Christmas.
And what's your name?
Natalie.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell them?
Merry Christmas, Lauren.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to turn it over to Miss Denise. Hello. Hello. They're both on. Okay, here she comes. Wow. I know they've worked hard. They've really worked hard. Well, you can just stand up there. Wherever Miss. Okay. Oh, no. Sorry. Here you go.
They need to pass the mic around or whatever you want.
Okay.
Autumn 7.
Panasha.
6, 7.
Emily, 6.
CJ, 11.
Dakota, 9.
Burton, 10.
Grant, 6.
Thank you. few technicals here. We'll get this right in a minute. We'll just tell them to, you know, get this out of the video. Amen. So are you planning on having a Merry Christmas? You are. Good. Good. Does anybody got anything special that they want for Christmas? You got anything special that you've asked for? What have you asked for?
Bed.
A bed. All right. Wow. What kind? Any special bed? All right. All right. Hallelujah. We're trying to get our music together here. All right. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pardon? Exhort, but you know, you don't ever tell me to talk. When you tell me to talk, I can't think. Okay, come on, brother.
I'll share this with you all. I was running late this morning. We had trouble in Campbellsville with power going off, and Domino's lost all its power, and, you know, that's always fun in the middle of operations. And I had to clean up a big mess this morning because it was a big mess. But I was late to work or to church, and I don't like being late to church, but I'll tell you what. You talk about the timing of God. As I walked through the parking lot, I could hear y'all singing. I don't know if y'all ever been outside when people were singing in here. Boy, it booms out there. And as I got closer and closer, I could hear it. And the Lord began to speak to me. He's like, pay close attention to the first words you hear. And as I got right up there, I heard, he has done great things. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you go in that church, and you tell them about the great things I've done. And I walked in the door, and if she hadn't said what she said, I was going to walk forward and say it. So I'm going to say this to build her up. You can hear from God. Now, see, you're hearing that secondhand from me. Maybe I made it up. Maybe it's not true. Maybe God really didn't speak it to him. Or you can believe that it's true. You heard from God. Okay? Know it of assurance.
Praise God. Are we ready? All righty. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Turned up a little bit too. No. Okay.
We should love each other.
All right. Well, we are glad to have Glenn and Linda back with us, aren't we? Yes.
Yes, I know Jesus.
Say the ABCs of the Bible. A.
All our sinning come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. B. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and shall be saved. Acts 16:31. C. Children, obey your parents, for this is great. Ephesians 6:1.
D. Depart from evil.
And do good.
Psalms 34:13.
E.
Even a child.
Knows by his doings.
Proverbs 20:11.
F.
Fear not.
For I'm with thee.
Isaiah 43:5.
God is love.
1 John 4:8.
Honor your father and mother. Exodus 20:12. I honor your birth and you are divine. John 15:5.
Jesus wept. John 11:35. Keep thy tongue from evil. Psalms 34:13. Look unto me and be saved. Isaiah 45:22.
M. Marvel not. You must be born again. John 3:7. N. No man can serve two masters. Matthew 6:24. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Psalm 118:1.
P. Praise the Lord.
You.
All.
Remember.
Seventh day.
Keep it holy.
Acts 28.
Matt.
Seek ye the kingdom of God. Matthew 3:6-33. T. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs 3:5.
U.
Unto us a child is born.
V.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19.
W.
Wait on the Lord. Psalms 27:14. X. Exceeding great and precious promises are given to us. 2 Peter 1:4.
Wow. Say it with me. Wow. Ye are the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. Z.
To follow you in the things we say and do. When we share, help, and obey, we will please God every day. Please God, do right. Please God! God, we want to follow.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I just marvel at the word of God going into them as we listen as they were saying those scriptures. Thank you, Miss Denise, and thank you all. They did a wonderful job. Right. You all, at this time, they're ready to have a party. They have worked hard, haven't they? I'm going to dismiss Children's Church and let them go back to their classes. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I just feel in my heart as they were doing that, I saw we've got prophets standing up here and prophetess, and we've got ministers of the gospel, and we've got apostles, and I just believe all of them are going to be used mightily in the ministry of God. Amen? Pastor? Okay. Pastor Sherwood.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a wonderful time of year to be reminded of the greatest gift that was ever given. For God so loved the world that he gave. And when he gave his best. Amen. And I am fully persuaded this morning that he is able.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He is able.